Welcome to the Information Security Forum videocast. I'm your host, Tavia Gilbert, and today we are featuring ISF Managing Director Steve Durbin in conversation with Peter Hinson, serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and co-founder and partner of Networks. In this conversation, Steve and Peter discuss the day after tomorrow, facilitating an innovative internal culture, the pace of technological transformation, and more.
Peter, thanks very much for stopping by. You speak a lot about the day after tomorrow. So could we start by you just explaining that for our audience so they understand what you actually mean by that?
Well, the day after tomorrow is actually a really, really simple model. How much time do we as leaders spend on today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow? And it sounds like a trivial thing, but we are consumed every day by all these things that pop up, the emails that come in, the interruptions, and that's what I call the today. You have 150 emails during the day where in the morning during breakfast, you have no idea that these 150 will be so important. Then there's tomorrow. How do companies look at tomorrow? And I think that's where the big problem lies, because most companies look at tomorrow by extrapolating today. They hope it's approximately the same. Budgets is a great example of that. It's a few percent more or less. And then there's what I call the day after tomorrow. New ideas, new technologies, new innovations, new challengers, new players, new business models that can really change the nature of the game that you're in. And how much time do you as companies or leaders think about today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow? And typically, you know, today eats up so much time. And then tomorrow's troubling enough. And then we almost have no time for that day after tomorrow. And I think that's a luxury that we can't afford anymore in the 21st century, because things are changing so rapidly. We see new players eating our lunch faster than ever before. We see changes in consumer behavior. And because things are speeding up, I think we need to accelerate our day after tomorrow thinking. And companies that don't do that are probably going to end up in a situation where they don't even have a tomorrow to think about.
Right. I think from a security professional standpoint, you know, that's very, very challenging. I mean, when I talk to chief information security officers, you know, one of their biggest issues is having sufficient time to deal with yesterday and today. And tomorrow is something they'll get to in time. And the day after tomorrow, that's even further out. So what sort of advice have you got for those kinds of individuals who are really grappling with some very challenging day-to-day, in-the-moment issues to preserve security and integrity of information in their enterprise?
Yeah, and I think the addition to the model is I added the shit of yesterday to it, which creates a lot of negative value in a corporation. And in some sectors, you see that that is actually eating up a significant amount of budget. Look at the complexity of maintaining legacy systems or securing legacy systems. Mm-hmm. And if you look at banks or insurance companies, that just eats up so much budget, time, resources. And you're absolutely right. Many organizations are in a situation where they can't even have enough emphasis on the day after tomorrow because they never get to it. And it's almost like your priority lists. I mean, you know that you should do it, and you know that you should exercise more and eat healthy, but my God, we'll start next week. And the day after tomorrow in many organizations is very much like that. And I think that is incredibly dangerous, because we see that whether this is customers or business models, or even the way that we run organizations, if you get behind, you might actually get to a situation where you can't catch up anymore. And I think we've seen the economic history is filled with the cases of companies that couldn't, the Kodaks and the Nokias of this world. Right. I think this is now going to accelerate, because I think many companies are going through that type of transitions. If you put it specifically into the security aspect, actually the irony is that most organizations and people running security for companies realize that in that aspect, the technology is changing incredibly fast.